is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Feel this talent. Were they kidding? They think that we're all dumb? Man. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily. From Missouri, Studio A, high atop the Ozark Mountains. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. If you'd like to refresh your memory or revisit something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. We're posting some up-to-the-minute articles and stories on the website that we think you should consider reading. And there's one on page one. Dr. Sheely's having a invitation-only conference call on Monday. And if you go to usaprepares.com, you can learn about high blood pressure and participate in this conference call. It'll be a worldwide conference call. So if you're interested, just go to usaprepares.com. You'll see it, page one. Converging threats are confronted daily by instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today's class is about water distillation, and we're going to learn the principles of how water is cleaned using a time-tested and effective distillation process. You've heard of distilled water. You can buy it in gallon jugs at the store. You use it in your clothes iron, automotive batteries. Why? Because it doesn't have the calcium and the other minerals contained in city water or well water or bottled water. Those added components to water will damage your irons and car batteries. Distilled water is required for the hydration of many powdered medicines, like amoxicillin. If you get amoxicillin in powdered form at the pharmacy, they will hydrate it for you because they don't want you to add tap water to the amoxicillin powder. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30. We're going to learn about rabbits, raising rabbits for meat, and we're going to learn what the USDA did to our friends and fellow USAPrepares.com instructors, John and Judy Dollarhite. The USDA was all over them, like politicians savoring a new tax. The meetup's free, dinner's optional. Dinner at lunch prices, Ziggy's, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, tonight, 5:30. This morning's class is about water distillation with Glenn Meter. And you can find out more about Glenn Meter at survivalstill.com. Survival, S-T-I-L-L. com. This afternoon, Gary Williams interviews me and asks me my thoughts on survival. And you can find links for listening on the website. Welcome, Glenn Meter.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
I am well. Hey, Glenn, are you going to be at the Get Prepared Expo.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Springfield, Missouri. That's November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And you're going to be talking about water distillation. And I know you're passionate about water. Why don't we take a couple minutes and discuss that passion? You know, when did it start and why?
Well, this is something I have really grown up with. We have a family business. We are the leaders in the water. We are the worldwide leaders in producing premium water distillers. And that makes us sound big, but we are actually a small company. We exist in a sliver of the water treatment market. We are, I'd say, the best. You know, if 98-99% of the industry is focused on filters. We focus on water distillation, which is, you know, the best water treatment method that there is. And so we exist in that little sliver at the top, and our customers are like U.S. embassies and doctors and laboratories, and the biggest one is families that want to provide the best protection possible for their family.
Okay, so you grew up in this environment, and you're passionate about it, and you say that distillation is the best way to go. Let's talk about, why don't we talk about the kinds of distillation that you've been involved in,
sure.
Your family's been involved in, and what you expect to see going forward as water becomes more and more precious. And Glenn, I'd like to say that when I was in college back in the early 1970s, one of my professors said, 40 years from now, energy, water, and garbage are going to be really, really important, and you're going to be worried about it. And you're going to find it's hard to find clean water. Garbage is going to be a real problem, a disposal of garbage, and energy is going to cost a lot more and become more scarce. And here we are 40 years later, and that's where we are.
That's exactly right, and that's why we've got, you know, there's been predictions of there will be wars fought over water, and mm-hmm. there are places right now in the U.S. that are just recycling sewage water to sinks and to faucets, and that's what people are drinking.
Even in Japan, they have they have toilets that use recycled water.
So to answer your question about distillation, my family's business does full appliances. These are automated systems that hook into the water system. My niche within the water industry, where I've been most passionate, is non-electric water distillers. And this is where I've put a lot of my research over the years. And I do this for two real goals. One is emergency preparedness. I think it's vital that everyone has a clean supply of drinking water during an emergency, which, you know more than anyone, that is a real possibility. The other reason I do it is for third world countries. I believe that there's a huge need, and it's not being addressed by typical filter solutions. And I told you the water industry is mainly dominated by filters, and they kind of have their blinders on. And so when they look at solutions, they look at filters. Well, distillation is by far the best method. It is broad spectrum, which means it really is very effective on all different types of contaminants that can be in the water. And the other thing is, it's really a permanent supply of water. So the survival still, for example, this system will produce high purity drinking water from any source of water, including the ocean, and that will be basically permanent. I mean, you could use ocean water as your source of water for decades. Because there's no filters involved. Distillation, just to give everyone an idea of what distillation is we're using the process that nature uses. It's really a built-in function of water itself. So what we do is we take water and we boil it. And when you boil it, you get steam. And what's happening there is there's a phase change. So the liquid water is turning into vapor. And it lets go of whatever it's holding on to. So steam is actually very pure water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then what we do is we take that steam and we separate it, and we cool that back down, and you get pure distilled water. And that process doesn't change. It's actually a built-in function of water. This is where all fresh water comes from on the planet. So... Mm-hmm. Lakes and rivers and streams and even groundwater, glaciers, that comes from rain or snow, precipitation. And rain comes from the ocean, which is very contaminated water. And the sun heats up the ocean, you get evaporation, and that water vapor rises and forms clouds. The clouds move inland, and then you get rain. And the rain is very pure water. And so it's that same process. is using a built-in, water really has a built-in water purification process in it. And that's really what we're using.
Well, I fully understand what you're saying. And without that cycle that water goes through, we would not have a renewed source of pure water. So what you do, or your equipment, will take water that's muddy, pond water, ocean water, any kind of water, and will remove all the impurities. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
almost,
I mean,
all.
To be precise, we never use the word all, and we never use the word, if someone says 100% pure, that should be a red flag, because there is, scientifically, there is no way to get 100% pure water. 100% is just not the correct terminology. It is the best method for purifying water, and you get a broad spectrum removal of the different types of contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, okay. For example, this survival still. What we did is I did a test on ocean water, and I go back to ocean water because it's a pretty difficult thing for traditional water treatment methods to do. Filters really won't do anything with ocean water. So it's a good indication of effectiveness. And so we took ocean water, and it started off with 30,000 parts per million, which is a measurement of how contaminated it is, and that's quite contaminated. So as a comparison, you can look at your tap water. Your tap water will be about 150 to 300 parts per million typically. And so we took this 30,000 parts per million water, and we ran it through one time in the survival still, 3 parts per million. And,
wow.
And that's awesome. And the cool thing is, those results will stay consistent for the life of the unit, which will be decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's really, really the process. And it's nature's process.
Glenn Meter's with us, survivalstill.com. And when we get back, I'm going to ask him about exactly how the system works. I'm going to ask him questions about water and why should we be worried about our water and more types of contamination and how to remove them. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about water this morning. And at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, we're going to have at least four different technologies of water purification. And Glenn Meter is going to be presenting a seminar on one of those technologies, which is water distillation. So you will have a chance to see all kinds of water options at the Get Prepared Expo. So that's November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website, usaprepares.com. Glenn, as a lot of people need to know information about water, what do they need to know that they don't know about water?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I guess what I'd like to do is step back from the emergency side of things.
Yeah, let's do that.
And just talk about water in general. And it's, you know, it's a funny thing. It's one of the things that's amazed me over the decades that I've been in this industry is just the amazing lack of knowledge about water, even from people who should know better. And one of the things I do is I go into Barnes & Noble once in a while, and I'll go to the nutrition section, and I'll look in all the books and see what they say about water. And the majority of books don't say – the majority of nutrition books don't say anything about water.
Right.
And those that do, they might have a few paragraphs about water that talk about hydration. And those that do say something about water purity often get it wrong. And it's just this amazing thing. And I think the reason is that there are sources, there's a lot of conflicting information out there, and there's sources of misinformation. And I'll give you two examples. The environmentalists, they have, you know, this agenda of getting rid of bottled water. So what they do is they promote tap water. Tap water is fine. Stop drinking bottled water. And it's not true. You can't make a blanket statement like that. You know, the water that I have in Lincoln, Nebraska is totally different than the water you have in Missouri. And if I go 2 miles north or south, it'll be totally different. But the biggest source of misinformation is the government. And, you know, the government in Lincoln, Nebraska, for example, they'll say the drinking water is safe. Well, when they say the water is safe, you and I hear the English language definition of the word safe. And we
right.
think, okay, it's safe. It's free from harm. It's free from harmful contaminants. But what they're doing is they're using the legal definition of the word safe. So, and they don't tell you that they're not using the English language definition of the word safe. So Lincoln water, for example, is safe water. This is Lincoln's where I'm from right now, so it's an easy example for me. They say the water is safe. But if you look at the tests and if you look at the drinking water, the tap water database, they have found for the past 10 years high levels of bromodichloromethane in the water. And bromodichloromethane is a dangerous contaminant. It's a carcinogen. It's unregulated, but it is found in Lincoln water 30 times higher than the EPA health advisory level. And but it's unregulated, so they don't have to do anything about it. They don't have to say anything about it. They can still call it safe. So that's one of the sources of misinformation, and I think it's one of the biggest. So
yeah, and we add poisons to water. We add chlorine and we add fluoride.
Right, right.
To make water safe.
Yeah, and they say that's safe, and I don't agree with that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you buy beer and municipal water is used, it probably has fluoride in it.
Yeah. That's exactly
yeah.
right, and pop, soda pop, and
yeah.
all of that. So I guess what I'd like to start off with is just a basic understanding of water. The starting point is water is water. And the difference between, when I say Lincoln water is different from your Missouri water, well, the water is the same. What's different is the recipe of contaminants. So water is water. Except for the contaminants.
I'll tell you what, Glenn Mead is with us. We're talking about water. Water's water, but the contaminants make the difference. We're going to learn about the recipe of contaminants when we come back on the other side of this break. Glenn Mead is with us. Survival Still. SurvivalSTILL.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking with Glenn Meader this morning. G-L-E-N-N. M-E-D-E-R, and Glenn and I are discussing water, safe water, and removing the contaminants from water, and Glenn is giving us a basic understanding of water, and he says that there's a recipe of contaminants for water. Let's continue, please, because Glenn, you said that sources of misinformation are the government,
that's
environmentalists, and
yep.
companies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the recipe, this is what I was talking about, and people don't really understand the complexity of contamination sometimes. There's actually four different types of contaminants that can be in water. There is, I'll start with inorganic contaminants. These are metals, typically. These are like, mercury, lead, arsenic, nitrates, these are things, you know, obviously you don't want in your water. There's radioactive, which is kind of a subset of the inorganic contaminants. So you can have uranium and plutonium and cesium and radium and things like that. So those can be toxic metals, plus they have the radioactive aspect to it. Then you've got what I call the new contaminants, which are it's kind of a weird terminology, but it's organic. These are organic contaminants, which is you think of purity when you think of organic, but what that means is they're carbon-based, and typically that's petrochemicals. And if you look throughout history, you know, this is the petrochemical industry has only been around for the past 100 years or so. So as a species, we've lived for, you know, millennia without any of these coming in contact with our body. And yet now it's, you know, you look at plastics and pesticides and gasoline and additives and all of that stuff. And then the fourth contaminant type is biological. So you've got viruses and germs and parasites and cysts and spores. Of the four, biological is definitely the worst, because biological, you can have something biological in the water and it can hurt or kill you within a day. And that's really why municipal plants are really geared towards taking care of this. They want to get rid of cholera or anything like that. These other chemicals are really long-term things. They will, you know, you get cancer at some point down the road. What caused that? Well, it's the total toxic load in a lot of cases that has caused this, the overall chemicals. And they have what they call cancer clusters. This is how a lot of times they find chemical spills, is they'll say, okay, there's an unusual high level of cancer cases in this region, and so let's go study the environmental aspects of it. And they discover, okay, there's a chemical spill there. And so this brings us to the emergency side. And when there's emergencies, you see Fukushima. Fukushima, you know, obviously that was extreme. But in an emergency, you've got to deal with all of these different types of things in the water. For example, L.A., you know, L.A.'s got refineries, chemical refineries all around L.A. Mm-hmm. Something happens to L.A., and this is true of really anywhere in the U.S., you can have massive chemical spills and radiation and biological, and so you want something to take care of a broad spectrum of contaminants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's the Hooker Chemical Company. They polluted their environment. I believe that was in New York State. And Love Canal. There is some insecticide development going on in northern New Jersey, and they poured the byproduct in a river, and it contaminated the river, and there was a massive kill off there of fish and other species. And ultimately it gets works its way into the ground and into the groundwater, and then we get to consume it.
Yeah, everything that is dumped and burned and flushed and everything ends up in the water supply. And mm-hmm. I believe that we have to, just in day-to-day life, I use a distiller every day of my life, and my family and my children, I want the purest water. I don't want these toxins going into their body. When it comes to an emergency situation, all protections go out the, you know, all infrastructure protections go out the window. And so you've got to take you've got to really prepare, I believe. You've got to prepare. And I'm sure you agree with me, Vinny. I mean, you know more than anyone else the problems that are available and that are possible to happen in this world.
Well, I can tell you this, that I know someone who used to have a job in a government agency, and it was a very important government agency. You know, I like small government. I really do. But this one is absolutely required. And he said to me, Vinny, you know, when things go bad, we're not coming to work. And he said, and he pointed from his building in the center of a small town. And he said, see that courthouse over there? They're not coming to work either. The police aren't coming to work. The city, the clerks aren't coming to work. The recorder of deeds isn't coming to work. We're not coming to work. We're all going to be on our own. Now, this is a guy who is a very well-respected guy in the community. Just about everybody knows him. And he said, we're not coming to work. So when you talk about infrastructure collapse, there's a guy who's part of the infrastructure, and he said he's not coming to work.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there was an article recently that talked about cyber terrorism, and Iran wants to attack, you know, if we attack them, that they are going to do a cyber attack against us and shut down the electric grid, and which would be huge for us. It would be a huge negative. And, I mean, everything runs on electricity. But in that same article, they were talking about the military. And we Americans rely too much on emergency response. Well, you know, Hurricane Andrew and, you know, the rest of the country will respond.
You're right.
Well, if there's a big, wide-scale problem, there's no one to respond.
Right, you can't respond.
You can't rely on the military to respond because they've got their job of protecting the country. And that's where the military is going to be focused if something really bad happens. So it really comes down to us protecting ourselves and being prepared. And that's one of the main goals I have with the survival still.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about your survival still. Let's talk about how that works.
Okay. Well, this is something that I have designed over a period of 2-3 years. I've come up with about 60 different versions of this before coming up with what I think is, I woke up one night and had a eureka moment and I knew that was it. I wanted to come up with something that is absolutely effective, simple to use, can't really be used in a wrong way. It doesn't have any moving parts that will break because that would leave you helpless. So designing for simplicity is a very difficult thing. So what it is basically something that someone buys, it comes in a box that's about 12 inches by 12 inches by 4 inches tall. So it's very small, compact. They can keep it in their closet and forget about it. And then they pull it out and it's designed to be used with just pots they have in their home. And then you take whatever water you always start with the best water you can start with. And then you boil that water. Like I said, the process is you boil the water. The pure steam comes up, and one of the main jobs of the survival still, and this is one of the keys to distillation, is you've got to separate out the splashes of contaminated water from the pure steam vapor. And so it's got to go through a lot of jogs and changes of directions and that type of thing. And then it condenses, the steam condenses on another pot, on the bottom of a top pot, and that condensed water drips down. That's distilled water at that point, and drips down into a separate container. So you can provide the survival still. What it does is allows you to become completely water independent in an emergency for as long as you need to be.
So you need to start with water. So the assumption is you've got some kind of water, whether it be rainwater, pond water, ocean water, even urine.
Yeah, you could use that. You could use any. I mean, really, when it comes down to survival, you're looking for any source of water. But what the survival still does is it makes a lot more sources available to you. You know, some sources like the ocean that you couldn't touch, and that's the biggest source of water. And there's a lot of people that does apply to, a lot of people it doesn't apply to. But ocean water is now an accessible source of water, and so is pool water, lake water, river water. Whatever. And, you know, I think a valuable thing to say here is the Red Cross and FEMA have their recommendations on how to treat water during an emergency. And they have a brochure, and I sent that through to you. I don't know if you had time to read that. But they talk about three methods. They talk about boiling water, chemical disinfection, and distillation. And they don't talk about filters, and there's a reason why they don't talk about filters. But of those three processes, distillation is the only one that produces pure water. The other ones are specifically aimed at that biological category of contaminants.
Glenn Meader's with us. We're talking about water distillation. We're talking about safe water. And we're talking about the evaporative process, creating steam, no moving parts, and distilling water so that you can leave behind in the pot the contaminants, and only the pure water evaporates. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Glenn Meter's with me and his company, SurvivalStill.com. 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 And if you'd like to contact him, 402-617-9469. 402-617-9469. And there's a link to Glenn Meter on the website, usapreparis.com, page 1, under instructors. Look for Glenn Meter, and you will find him, page 1, in the bottom, in the black section where all the instructors are, at usapreparis.com. Glenn, I'd like to make a soup, and I'd like to take these ingredients and put them into a pot, and then I'd like to hear your answer on what would come out of the still, the survival still, when I put these ingredients in it.
Okay.
So we're in a survival mode, Glenn, and I've got a little bit of coffee left over. It's been hanging around for a couple days. I pour that in the pot. I've got some tea, same condition. It's been hanging around for a couple days. Got some seawater, some pond water, a little bit of city water. I've got some rainwater, and this is rainwater that came fresh off the roof. So after a week of dry spell, it's got some bird poop on it. It's got some airborne Fukushima contaminants. It's got some leaves that happen to be in the gutter that's mixed in there with it. And so what I do is I just kind of run this all through I take the leaves out by putting them through a screen. Okay. Now I put this soup together in this pot, and I heat it up, make some steam with it, and run it through the survival still. What comes out?
That's a great question. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to boil the water.
Okay.
And we're going to boil the water first, and not collect the steam. When you preheat it, so it's not boiling yet, and there's still vapor coming off of that water. That water vapor or that vapor coming off the water before it boils can be what we call VOCs, and things, volatile organic compounds, and things that don't have, that they have a lower boiling point than water. And also there'd be some trapped gases in the water. So all that stuff's going to leave the water. And so we're going to get rid of everything with a lower boiling point than water. Then when the water starts to boil, then we put the survival still on. We start capturing that water. And an interesting thing about chemistry is that when you start boiling water, it doesn't matter how much energy you put into it or heat you put into it, it's not going to rise above 212 degrees. So everything
at sea level.
Higher. What's that?
Yes, at sea level. Mm-hmm.
At sea level, yeah. The boiling point of water, so water, as long as there's water in the pot, it's not going to rise above that temperature. So when you get it to boiling, it's boiling water, and you're vaporizing water. So we're taking that over, and we're capturing that and condensing that. And so you will get pure distilled water from that. And those things that have higher boiling points, like, let's say, arsenic or cesium or uranium, whatever, they can have boiling points in the thousands of degrees. Well, we're never going to even come close to that. It's never going to rise above 212 degrees. So you're distilling water at that point. So what you're going to get is water, is pure water.
So
And like I said, there's no filters. 20 years later, you're using that system, it will still produce the same high purity of water from that ocean water or whatever you put into it.
So, Glenn, let me see if I've got this right. I just want to make it very, very clear. So I take my coffee, the tea, the seawater, the pond water, the city water, the rainwater with the bird poop and Fukushima contaminants, the radiation, all that. Run it through your survival still, and we come out with
high purity, what? Sterile drinking water.
There you go. SurvivalStill.com, Glenn Meter. SurvivalStill.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th. Glenn Meter's going to be there. He's going to be demonstrating. He's going to show you how it all works. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Glenn Meter, thank you so much for being with us, and I look forward to seeing you at the Expo. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.